And now for a story. I warn you now, today's story is a little bit heavy. I promise we will get to a good place. But I want to share this story, one, because the artwork, as you can see, is just gorgeous. It's amazing artwork. And also because I think the story is an important one. The rabbits came many grandparents ago. At first, we didn't know what to think. They looked a bit like us. There weren't many of them, and some were friendly. But our old people warned us, be careful. They won't understand the right ways. They only know their own country. More rabbits came. They came by water. They didn't live in the trees like we did. They made their own houses, and we couldn't understand the way they talked. They brought new food, and they brought other animals. We liked some of the food, and we liked some of the animals. But some of the food made us sick, and some of the animals scared us. The rabbits spread across the country. No mountain could stop them, no desert, no river. Still, more of them came. Sometimes we had fights, but there were too many rabbits. We lost the fights. They ate our grass. They chopped down our trees and they scared away our friends. And stole our children. Rabbits. Rabbits, rabbits, millions and millions of rabbits. Everywhere we look, there are rabbits. The land is bare and brown, and the wind blows empty across the plains. Where is the rich, dark earth, brown and moist? Where is the smell of rain dripping from gum trees? Where are the great billabongs, alive with long-legged birds? Who will save us from the rabbits?
You don't have to be quiet anymore. Is this microphone on? Yeah? Okay. Heavy story, huh? How many folks know that story? Really? You don't know this story? Maybe not this story, but do you know the general story? Ah, there we go. The general story, yes. So this is a story that is read to children in kindergarten all throughout Australia. It is an allegory for a real-time experience. And so as you're thinking about this, and thinking about this week, my question for you is, why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? Somebody tell me that one. Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving?
Many things to be thankful for.
Survival of the winter, many things to be thankful for. The Puritans and the Indians were supposed to have helped each other, right? Yeah. Because Abraham Lincoln invented it. Interesting, very close to true, but almost, there's one part, which is Thanksgiving existed in Europe before it existed here. And in the United States, each of the individual states celebrated Thanksgiving on a day of their choosing. And one year there might be one Thanksgiving, on another year there might be six. But it was always individual to the state. And then Abraham Lincoln, as Ed pointed out, made it a national holiday. And it was still movable, though. It could be on different days of the year. Now remember, this is at a time when people kind of operated on their own time. You know, one city had a clock that said noon, and another city had a clock that said two. You know, we weren't exactly always on the same page. So it was something that was announced to celebrate and to be grateful. And it really was what we tend to think of this holiday as. Now, the story of the Puritans and the Indians has some truth in history, but it really has nothing to do with this holiday. Anybody know when it started to become part of Thanksgiving? 1880s. And it was a way to help this country nationalize and help people have a sense of identity as Americans, as United States citizens, so that they would feel prepared to go to war with Mexico. Here's my thing about this holiday and about all the many things that we struggle with. Both of those things can be true. We can celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday. We can live into it and have it be a thing of wonderment and gratitude. And at the same time, we need to know our history. We need to know how it was created and what we've been teaching. The struggle for me is that during this particular week, I in elementary school, along with, you know, every person who's gone through U.S. schools, learns the story of the Indians and the Pilgrims. And they study how Indians live. And they study how Indians lived 200 years ago as if it's still true today. As an indigenous person, I got to tell you, I don't go sitting and hanging out by fire pits and hunting animals and wearing feathers. First off, feathers are for war, and I'm kind of a peace-minded person. I don't wear face paint because I'm not going out to hunt or engaging in a lot of rituals, those kinds of things. And yet I am still a Native American living here on this earth today. We gotta change the stories we tell to authenticity and truth. I think this is especially important as those of us who live in the St. Louis area are dealing with the story of Ferguson. How easy it is to forget that not 100 years ago, white folks rioted in East St. Louis and threw hundreds of African Americans dead into the river and destroyed their towns and their businesses and forced them to move out of East St. Louis and into St. Louis. And then there were more riots and more fighting. And was a single white person arrested? And so the African American community riots. And is anyone arrested? Is anyone really dead other than Michael Brown? No. The thing is, the African American community here knows that history, just as Native Americans know the history of Thanksgiving. What we need is everyone to know that story, to know where we come from and to not let those things be hidden, and to make sure our children sitting right here with us today know the truth of their lives, know the truth of what they're a part of. Somebody said, don't you think today will be a little morbid for children? I said, the kids can handle it fine. It's the adults that I worry about. Kids deal with far worse stories in Disney, okay? They know how to handle it. We teach them well. It's we adults that really have to wrestle with these stories.